Erica always got a little damp between the thighs on the cusp of an archaeological find. But this wasn't just any old pile of ancient bones she was about to uncover. Today, her entire body thrummed with excitement. If the coordinates were right, this would be the find of the century. The vine-covered rock wall in front of her was the final barrier. Her heart pounded in anticipation of what she hoped lay beneath. With passionate rips, she yanked the foliage away to display the elaborate smooth carving of a dragon wound into a disc shape. The image sent a thrill through her. Hot damn, we found it! The culmination of her hard years of graduate research rested in the darkness somewhere behind that slab of vine-covered rock. She and her team would be the first to set eyes on it. In spite of her conviction that they'd finally reached the end of their quest, she glanced back to her geologist for confirmation, itching with impatience. Eben's eyes widened, and he looked up from the handheld GPS unit.
I just sprung wood, baby,
he said, echoing her own thoughts.
Fuck yeah, this is it.
Cheers erupted from the group behind them. They deserved to celebrate after enduring an exhausting trek through the remote reaches of the Sumatran jungle to get here, but the true celebration would have to wait just a little bit longer.
Yeah, but it's just a wall.
She swept her hands over the ridged face of the stone slab in front of her, ripping down more vines as she went. How do we get inside? Assuming there's an inside to get to. Eben slunk up behind her, pressing his tall, muscular body against her back. His hands covered hers while they explored the rock face. The arousing scent of his heady musk hit her nose, and she inhaled.
Maybe extra hands are necessary, he whispered in her ear. Those old dwarves could be horny bastards, wanting their stones touched by everyone.
Dwarves? You've been watching too many movies. But I know someone's a horny bastard,
she whispered, shifting her backside against his obvious hard-on. She let him take control of their exploration of the hard surface before them. Eben had an uncanny ability to suss out the secrets of just about any mineral.